You already know that a haiku poem traditionally has 17 syllables, usually in three lines of 5, 7, and 5 syllables each. You probably also know that John Straley is not very traditional or usual.
Pale light on wet blueberries, but still I take my pills. I write a haiku poem every day just to try to capture the moment and to try to avoid my own soggy ego problems. Herring fishermen drinking in the bars at night, fish scales in their beards. The qualities of a haiku should have all the qualities, I think, of good writing. It should be brief, it should be crystal clear, and it shouldn't show off the talents of the poet.
Straley's collection is the first of 4 volumes, one for each season. He began his daily haiku practice years ago. Often he'd write an essay for his blog and then attach a haiku as a postscript. But blogging embodies too much ego. Haiku is pure expression.
Your ego should be opaque in the poem. And it should be no big words, no fancy words, nothing that says, oh, that poet is clever.
The haiku always comes first, and then I react to that.
Norm Campbell is Straley's illustrator.
And I try to let myself go and to really, I hate to say this, get into it. The images are often so rich and so interesting that it's hard not to.
100 Poems of Spring is not illustrated in the conventional sense. Campbell's line drawings are not visual aids to the poems.
When John and I first started working together, that's what I thought. My role when this was to give a visual image to his words. And I don't think that's necessarily true anymore. What John would prefer is that I catch the spirit of what he's doing and not so much create a specific place where somebody has to be to look at the work.
Gulls sing over herring egg rocks and taxes are due. When you write a haiku every day, you have to come up with a lot of different words for rain. But, you know, the rain is different, you know, every day if you work at it and pay attention. And the smells of the different seasons, that smell in late August when the fish have stopped running and that rotten fish smell along Indian River, you know, really pinpoints the season.
While Straley was working on his haiku collection, he contributed work to his wife Jan's anthology of essays on the biologist Ed Ricketts of Cannery Row fame. He completed his 10th novel, Baby's First Felony, which is a return to the story of fictional detective Cecil Younger, and he began a biography of Sitka veterinarian, dive fisherman, and lighthouse builder Burgess Bowder. The whole time, though, Straley never stopped paying attention to the haiku and looking for that moment when the ego becomes opaque.
Warm day, walking home, ravens eating corn dogs in the back of a truck.
Straley's other 3 volumes of haiku will be out later this year. His publisher, Shorefast Editions, he laughs, has required him to mention a corn dog in every book. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.